You're listening to the Big E Sports Show on the Sports Map Radio Network. From the Sports Map Radio studios, here's Elissa Walker Campbell.
Okay, welcome back on this Saturday as we continue to get you ready for week three in the NFL and all of tomorrow's matchups in our news and notes. But right now, we're going to focus our attention on the Bears as they're going to host the Texans on Sunday. And in our next segment, we're also going to take time to discuss the new steps to enhance diversity in the NFL. The NFL earlier this year adopted a new procedure in diversity, equity, and inclusion. And we're going to highlight some of the changes and opportunities, not only for minorities, but for women across the league. And we are so honored to have joining us for the very first time, that is Javier Loya. He has an incredible resume, very successful entrepreneur, businessman, in addition to being a minority owner with his Houston Texans and a member of the NFL Workplace Diversity Committee. Good afternoon, Javier. It's good to have you with us.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Well, listen, we've got a lot of ground to cover. But first, order of business is let's zero in on your Texans. The Chicago Bears, they will host the Texans tomorrow, and they are looking to pick up their first win of the season. Just kind of give us the pulse. I mean, what are some of your early season takeaways? What have you learned?
Well, I mean, it's still early in the season, right? So for us, I mean, obviously with Davis Mills, our quarterback, and a lot of new players, it's still kind of just getting the offense down. Understanding your teammates and your roles and performing. So I think, you know, we've shown flashes. I mean, we started out the first game, first three quarters, if you will, against the Colts, playing really outstanding football on both sides. And then we had a tough game in Denver, which is always a tough place to play. But that also went down to the late fourth quarter. So I think, you know, we've got a very competitive team. Chicago is also kind of in a rebuild as well. So I think it's going to be a really competitive game. It's going to be really interesting. And having Lovie Smith, a bit of a homecoming to Chicago, I think will add a little more fuel to the fire for our players. But I'm really excited about the game tomorrow.
It certainly will add a little bit more flavor to the game tomorrow and the matchup. You were listening to The Voice. He's the minority owner of the Houston Texans, a member of the NFL Workplace Diversity Committee. We're going to talk about that here in just a moment. And that is Javier Loya. And, you know, our home base, it is Houston. And there is a lot to love about this team. You just mentioned, you can hear it in your voice. I mean, you're excited about the leadership in their head coach, Lovie Smith. It's been fascinating to watch. Of course, you alluded to, you know, that he served as the Bears head coach for 9 seasons, led them to the 2006 NFC Championship and a Super Bowl appearance. And I have to wonder, Javier, you know, going back to Chicago for him, it's always going to bring back a lot of memories and the nostalgia. But what about the familiarity factor? I mean, does that give your Texans a competitive edge in tomorrow's game?
I think so. I mean, I think he's going to know what hotel to stay, and he's going to know, you know, he maybe have not spent a lot of time in the visiting locker room. But he's, you know, it helps. I mean, familiarity and experience, all those things are an added advantage. But at the end of the day, it's still about performing. And I think, you know, Lovie's got his team aggressive. You know, he's still our defensive coordinator calling the plays on the defensive side. We've shown flashes on the offense. So I think, you know, Lovie's going to bring that tough, you know, hard-nosed football that Midwesterners and Chicagoans are familiar with.
Kickoff for Sunday's game against the Bears is set for noon Central Time on CBS. And I want to hear some more about your head coach in Lovie Smith. In fact, it's his first year with the Texans. He is, and correct me if I'm wrong, he is one of 4 minority head coaches in the league. Here in just a second, we're going to discuss the NFL's workplace diversity and their purposeful approach to see true improvement with hiring. But share a little bit about as far as Lovie Smith. I mean, personally, with me being in this business, I've heard so many wonderful things about him as a coach, and his players, they really rally around him. He galvanizes them, and they love him.
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, not to use the term that gets overused sometimes, the player's coach, but he really is, because he relates to players. They understand him. And for us, I mean, being from Texas, I mean, he's from here. He coached here. He's one of us. So I think, and then familiarity with the Texans, he was a defensive coordinator with us for 2 years. So
yeah.
He understands our system, understands our leadership, our ownership, what we're trying to do. And so it was just really refreshing, and it was a long, methodical process for us to find our coach. But lo and behold, he was in the building. It made it a lot easier, and he's really surrounded himself with really talented people. And so we're excited for him. We're excited for the city's excited. And it's just, you know, and any time when you know, when you think football, you think Texas, you think Houston, and so it's good for the city, and I think it's good for the rest of the nation.
Javier Loya, minority owner with Houston, Texas, joining us this morning on Sports Map Radio Network, the Big East Sports Show. Mark it down, our new time slot, 1 to 3 Eastern Time, and we'd love for you to chime in. We have many different social media platforms. I'm always scrolling on Twitter, at @eRadioSports, and perhaps if you've missed any of our interviews in our two-hour time slot, we make it so easy. Just go to podcastarena.com, and you can download our app and take us anywhere, anytime. Before we move ahead with Javier and talk about the diversity in the NFL, share a little bit more as far as your quarterback, Davis Mills. We want to learn more about him. What do we need to know?
Well, I mean, gosh, where do we start? I mean, he was the highest recruited high school senior his year, the same year that Trevor Lawrence was coming out. And so, you know, obviously he's been playing high level at every level of his career.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Stanford, only played 11 games at Stanford, both of injuries and also because of COVID. So there's just not a lot of experience, not a lot of film on Davis Mills, but he's really shown flashes that he could be that guy. And I think we saw it last year. I think amongst rookies, he was second to the New England quarterback. And certainly the last 6-7 games of his starts, he really performed. So I think, you know, he's on the upswing. But again, he's a young quarterback. A lot of young quarterbacks, you're going to have some up and downs. We've got to get him a better supporting cast. I think we've got some performers there on our offensive side. So I think it's just give him a little bit of time, and he could be a regular name that you hear on Sundays.
Just curious, I mean, what kind of things are they doing to help him get more comfortable? You talk about him being a young quarterback, but to accelerate that process. So he's going to be ready tomorrow, you know, playing Chicago on the road, and that's not going to be easy. That place will be lit up.
Oh no, it's going to be a challenge.
Yeah.
But that's what these players are made for. I mean, that's the kind of things that they look forward to. But I think as far as helping him, I mean, I think one of the best things that Lovey did was to recruit and really elevate Pep Hamilton to offensive coordinator. So Pep has been an offensive guru, if you will, amongst the league for many years, and had been a quarterback coach and offensive consultant for many years. But this is his first step up to offensive coordinator. So I think you're gonna, you know, with Pep working with him first as a quarterback coach last year, then this year as an offensive coordinator, I think you're going to continue to see Davis's development, as well as Pep's for that matter. I mean, you know, as we talk about diversity, Pep is one of the prospects, I think, for a lot of head coaches as teams start thinking about making changes both, you know, later in the year.
Javier Loya, minority owner with Houston Texans, joining us this afternoon on Sports Map Radio Network. And, of course, looking forward to the big matchup with the Bears and the Texans. And, by the way, Chicago is coming off a frustrating loss last week to the Packers. So it's going to be really interesting to see how this all plays out tomorrow. But right now, let's pivot. Let's shift our focus, Javier, and have a deep discussion about the NFL's workplace diversity. And you're on the board. You're on this committee. Tell us about it. What's the goal? What's the mission?
Well, gosh, I've been on this committee since inception, since senior Mr. Rooney, which I guess founded the name, the Rooney Rule.
Oh, yeah.
Which, if you recall, is a mandatory interview of a minority candidate to help grow the prospective pool for head coaches, and then that moved over to both general manager positions and then also to offensive defensive coordinators. So I've been with there, and it was the late Pat Bowlen also was the two chairs of that initial committee, that we just felt that we need to get the top leadership in the NFL to make meaningful change, so that our front offices and our coaching started to represent both our employees, our players. And so it's been a long process, but with 32 teams, sometimes it's hard to get the full data pool. We're not satisfied. Certainly we're not happy with the results, because at the end of the day, you know, we're kind of judged by how many head coaches we have. We have four that you described earlier, but we've had a lot of success. I mean, we've got the most defensive coordinators of minority ethnicity that we've ever had. We've got a lot of talented minority coaches just coming up through the ranks in player positions and pro personnel. And then we've also made meaningful changes on the administrative side, on non-football. So we've got, you know, if you go, especially, you know, I can speak to our team, if you go to ticketing, if you go to HR, if you go to legal, I mean, we've either got a female making those decisions or a minority, in some cases a minority female. And so I think we're on the right path. I mean, this is not anything new to what you would say corporate America, but I think as the NFL has shown, we've been leaders in America and in American business. And I think so for us, we've had to make meaningful changes and institute some rules that say, hey, you have to do it this way. And both penalties and incentives for doing good business.
It sounds like, I mean, Javier, you've been a part of this committee serving on it for quite some time, and it sounds like it is trending in the right direction. But when we look at the numbers, I mean, there just has been such a lack of diversity in the head coaching ranks in the NFL. Why is that?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of factors, but at the end of the day, there's only 7 or 8 jobs that come up every year. And so the argument used to be that there weren't enough prepared candidates, and there's need to be more offensive coordinators. At one point, it was defensive coordinators, and that was the trend. And now it's like, hey, it's an offensive system. The rules have changed, so now there's not enough, you know, guru quarterback coaches or head coaches. But no, there's plenty of talented coaches out there of minority descent. So I believe that part of it is as we've looked at this and studied it, there's only 6 or 7 jobs that come up. So, and it's a very competitive process. And so the coaching business is a very fraternal business. There's not a union. And so, you know, the old saying is, you know, a coach is just, you know, is soon to be fired and soon to be out of work. So it's just a tough profession. So they've got relationships. And when someone gets hired, and whether that's a general manager or head coach, he reaches out to relationships and people he knows and trusts. And if that's a non-minority candidate, then that is some of the challenges that we have. Now, what we're trying to do to address some of those things is to create more opportunities and fellowships for minority candidates to meet some of the decision makers, to meet owners, to meet general managers, so that someone's prospective pool gets a little bit larger, a little bit more diverse. And so, even though it's 6 or 7 jobs, we want to make sure that hey, we're making sure if you're a minority candidate, that you're going to put your best foot forward, and you're going to be included at least in that process to be identified and be recruited and be hired. So I we're making those progress, but it's also tough because, you know, even though, you know, I've been at it for 17, 18 years on this committee, you know, if you look at the whole pool, the data sampling is still relatively small, meaning that we're only judging ourselves on the head coaching positions that come up every year. And so that is challenging. However, again, sometimes we do a poor job of telling the good side of the story, which is, hey, we've got lots of offensive coordinators now, lots of defensive coordinators. We've got a lot of position coaches coming on, and we've got a lot of changes in general managers. And so all those things, as those things change, I mean, you know, I liken this to when the discussion was, there are no African-American quarterbacks. Well, that's not even a discussion these days. That's not even a topic. Nobody thinks about, oh, okay, how come there's not an African-American quarterback? And so I liken what is happening now on the head coaching front is that, you know, in a few years, this is not going to be a topic. And unfortunately, Lisa, you won't invite me to the show anymore. But that's our goal.
Our NFL News and Notes continues with minority owner from the Houston Texans, Javier Loya, after this quick timeout.
You're listening to the Big E Sports Show on the Sports Map Radio Network. From the Sports Map Radio studios, here's Elissa Walker Campbell.
Hey, welcome back. Hour one, Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. It is week 3 of the NFL season, and we have an exclusive interview one-on-one with a minority owner of the Houston Texans, Javier Loya. Javier, you know, just doing my research, I mean, you truly are a story of inspiration. And I'd love for you to share with our listeners, our audience, a little bit about as far as your journey, your background. You played linebacker for Columbia University in the early 90s. So, just think about what the sport of football has done for you personally and professionally. I mean, like part owner of the Houston Texans, that's an incredible ride.
No, I mean, it's been a dream come true and only in America. I mean, I'm a first generation Mexican-American. You know, my parents, like many immigrants before them, came to this country for opportunities. And so for us, you know, growing up in El Paso and being part of Texas and Friday Night Lights, so all my brothers and played football. My sisters were cheerleaders, and so that was in my blood. And so that's what I wanted to do. And fortunately, my parents, you know, stressed education is a means for us to have success. And so I worked as hard as I could, and I certainly wanted to play for the Longhorns or the Aggies, and I wasn't good enough though. But fortunately for me, my school, Columbia University, was mired in a losing streak, and so they got a little aggressive about searching for for student athletes, and they found me, and so I had an opportunity to go play Ivy League football for Columbia, and just had a wonderful experience, and football has kind of stayed in my blood, and worked in, after I graduated, worked a little bit, and moved down to Houston, and when I was, had a lot of success here in Houston. It's just a very welcoming city and state, and so with that, I had an opportunity to buy into Texans when Bob McNair announced his new franchise, and said he wanted ownership that was representative of the community. And so, our diversity push and what we're doing in Houston, I know you've got a national program, but I'll take a little bit of time to brag about our city and our team, because real change, as you know, comes from the top. It comes from it's got to come from ownership. It's got to come from the CEO. It's got to come from the very top. You can put lipstick on something, and you can pretend and say all the right things, but unless you believe it, then it's not going to have real change. But Bob, when he founded the late Bobby Mayer, when he founded the Houston Texans, he wanted this to be really representative of the city. He felt he was a steward of this franchise, and he wanted people to say, hey, when I go to a football game, I want people to see that look and sound like me, right, and talk like me are also part of ownership. So I think that's been done. And even though we haven't had the success on the field that we want or will have at some point, we've been a very successful franchise. And I think a big part of it is the architect, Bobby Mayer, and making it a very welcoming team, because it's representative of our community.
We are up against the clock. Minority owner of the Houston Texans, member of the NFL Workplace Diversity Committee, a true success story. Javier Loya, you're talking about your collegiate career, like looking at, Texas or the Aggies. Come on, I'm a Sooner. You didn't consider Oklahoma? Come on, Javier.
Sooner boomer, no.
Okay. Well, listen, we would love to have you back. And I've got the calendar already marked for December 4th, that big matchup against the Browns. I will definitely be there. So we'll talk before that game. Okay.
For sure. Well, thank you. Thank you for having me, and love your program.
Thank you.
And great luck with the rest of the year.
Absolutely. Continued success. Much more coming your way at Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. We will be right back after this quick timeout.